The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
From urine monitoring devices to a colour-changing car, it was all on show at CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, which took place over the last few days in Las Vegas. The conference sets the scene for what electronics will hit the market in 2023. And Ciara O'Brien, Irish Times business and tech reporter, was in Vegas. Lucky you.
Lucky she joins me now.
Ciara, good morning.
Good morning.
So, was it gobsmackingly wonderful, or was it same old, same old?
It was, you know, it was a bit of both. Look, CES is big and it's horrible to actually cover because there's so much of it there. But in terms of, you know, this was the first year that the show has been back to full strength. Last year was a bit of a hybrid format. There was about a third of the normal attendees at it. And one person actually described it to me as a bit like a crime scene where you walked around and there was the outline of the tapes where the booths should be. Yeah. So it was a bit like a, you know, the outline of somebody's dead body, and there was a QR code where you could interact with the stand. Now, there was none of that this year. Everything was back in person. So it was great to kind of see things and be able to touch things and have things demonstrated, which I think is missing a lot for the last couple of years.
Now, let's start with this urine monitoring device.
Yes.
Now, what is that for? What's it supposed to do?
So it's by a company called Withings. Now, Withings do an awful lot of really good kind of medical tech. So they have blood pressure monitors that will hook up to your smartphone. They have really good watches that will kind of measure for sleep apnea, things like that. So, you know, they have a good reputation. So what this is, it's called the U-Scan, which obviously urine scan. What it will do is it has cartridges that you can put into it. So at the moment, there's a balance, a NutriBalance cartridge and a cycle kind of tracking cartridge. And the NutriBalance one does what you'd expect, you know, it measures your urine for basically what's coming out to tell you whether or not you're eating properly, whether or not you're hydrated. The cycle one is more interesting because it will measure hormones and kind of, you know, if you are trying to have a baby or just want to monitor your menstrual cycle for whatever reason, it's not all about having babies, it will actually help you do that. And it sends all the information then to a very easy to use app on the smartphone, and, you know, it's just all very accessible.
Okay. Where's the probe inserted or put or located?
The device, nothing's inserted. Let's get that one out there now. Nothing's inserted. You basically put it in the toilet bowl. It sits in the toilet bowl. I suppose kind of like, it looked to me a bit like, you know, those things that you hang off, those plastic things that I really hate because they kind of get germy in. But I'm told this won't, because it's completely sealed and, you know, it can't, no germs can get inside it. Maybe I don't know how they'd manage that, but they said this is, you know, it's hygienic. Not really keen on having to fish it out to change the cartridge. The cartridges last about 3 months.
Well, every time you flush, you should be washing it clean, and then you can.
But are you really though? I mean, would you drink from your toilet?
And what if you miss?
But that's also a very good point.
Cockney rhyming slang is a hit and miss.
Yes. And look, they weren't the only ones doing this kind of thing. You know, there was another crowd called Vivu that were offering a similar kind of urine analysis thing, but they referred to it as listening to your body's voice, which was absolutely news to me. I did not realize that was my body's voice.
But in theory, if this works, and I presume they wouldn't have it on the market if it didn't work, it could be used for all sorts of detection things like, for example, HIV, COVID, all of those things.
I suppose anything you can detect in urine, yes, in theory it could be used for. Now, obviously there's hoops you have to jump through to get something as a medical device, and they're very careful to say that this isn't a medical device, it's a lifestyle device. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing really to stop. If you can measure it in urine, there's nothing to stop them making a cartridge for it, or somebody else making a cartridge that can be used with it. You know, a medical device company making a cartridge that could be used with it.
So I can imagine going forward that, for example, given that it detects hormone levels, that it would detect, for example, if someone was pregnant, and then the congratulations comes out of the toilet bowl.
I'm trying to figure out, like, at what point they'll alert you to that on the app. It's like, oh, hey, did you know you might want to take another test just to be sure? You know, I'm sure they do it in a very gentle way because, you know, there's obviously going to be people at some point who are surprised by that news.
Indeed. Now, let's talk about heat it. What is heat it?
Oh, he's, I actually really like this because I don't know about you, but like, I am literally McDonald's for mosquitoes. Insects love me. I don't know. They like to eat this. The absolute autumn is just like, I'm wilts. It's really horrible. And I'm not the only one. And I have tried everything. I have tried, you know, all the natural remedies. I have tried all the other more chemical remedies. And I've tried those little things that basically give you an electric shock where you've been bitten. Yeah. None of them work. I'm told this works. I am going to get one to test to find out. But what it does, it uses heat. It uses heat to kind of to deal with the bite and to take the itch out of it for you. It's already on sale in Europe. This was their launch launch in the US. They had a problem though. I think all their devices got stuck in customs, so they had to buy their own stock off Amazon, which is why I don't have one at the moment. But it's apparently it does actually work, and it fits.
But it sticks into your phone.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of versions of it. There's two that will link onto your keychain, so they're very small, very convenient to carry around, which is what you need in something like this. And it plugs into the bottom of your iPhone or your Android phone with a USB-C connection, and there's an app that pops up, and you can kind of choose between like 4, 7, 10 seconds, and then you just like basically jab it onto your skin, heats up the bite, and hopefully then you trot off into the sunset mosquito bite free.
Okay, so clearly no mosquitoes around Vegas during the winter.
Surprisingly,
so you weren't bitten.
No, not this time. As I said, usually though, I am a walking happy meal for these guys. So we'll see. There'll be plenty of opportunity to test that out in the coming months, because we know we're coming back into this now.
Now, there's a beauty device called L'Oreal Hapta. Was it worth it?
Yes, it's definitely. Look, this is one of those things that, you know, if you don't need it, you probably look and think, oh, yeah, that's fine. But like, this is game changing for people who have mobility issues with their hands. So, you know, anybody who has arthritis, or they had a few people demonstrating it, people with cerebral palsy, you know, it gives you back independence. So you can basically attach your makeup to there's a magnetic mount in it, so you know that'd have to be a metallic bit on the actual makeup that you're using, and it has sensors, and you can kind of, you know, basically orient it so that it's customized to you. So if you know, then you can just basically just put your lipstick on, turn it around, do the other side, and it makes life easier for people with mobility issues. And it's not just going to be for lipstick. It's launching with the Lancome lipstick later this year, but like, you could use it for mascara. And it's just about giving people back a bit of independence and making, I suppose, beauty tech and technology in general more inclusive.
Now, there's the BMW iVision D. What is that?
I love this. I sat in this car. This is the first car that called me by name. So when you're doing the demo, like they give you an avatar, because obviously, look, this is a concept car. We're unlikely to see this exact version hit, you know, the garages around Ireland. But when I walked up to the car, there's cameras in the door. The door opens automatically, and it was like, you know, hello, Kira. And I actually got my name, pronounced my name right, which was a big thing for me. Mm. And my face popped up on the window for all to see. It was, you know, it was kind of one of those really cool things. Now, it's got an e-ink kind of exterior on it. So it's got 240 panels, like similar to what you'd find in your e-reader, except they're colour. And you could change the colour of the car. So when they announced it on the stage, they changed it between different colours and patterns, and they put the Herbie pattern on it. It was quite cool. I did wonder, you know, how it would fare in the local Super Value or Tesco car park when somebody opens their car door right into yours. But look, you know, we'll deal with that, you know, if and when it ever arrives. Now, BMW have said, though, they are quite keen on getting some of that e-ink technology into their cars that are going to be on the forecourt. But what they are bringing is the other bit that they were showing off, which is this head-up display where it shows all your information, so your speed and maybe directions and your social media messages, your phone calls on the bottom of the windscreen. And it had a really cool kind of collision detection warning as well, which turned everything red, frightened the life out of me, but generally got your attention. A version of that will be coming to their new cars that they're going to have from 2025.
I mean, they already have heads-up displays,
yes,
but this is much more.
Yeah, it has a mixed reality slider where you can basically decide the level of what's on the screen yourself. They did have a full-on virtual reality version, which is unlikely to ever make it into production cars, but you know, it is something that will be coming. Yeah.
Now, televisions. So how good can you make a TV? You get 2K and then, well, high def, 2K, 4K, 8K.
Yes.
Are we having 16K, 32K? I don't know.
I thought the more interesting thing was the wireless ones, because, you know, everybody gets these really nice looking flat screen TVs and they come so thin now. I mean, and they've got great picture. You know, you have, I think most people would have a 4K TV at this point, 8K, you know, the content isn't really there in the wild, so to speak. So, you know, that most people wouldn't have shelled out for those yet.
You look at it in the store and they're using their own USB stick with a very high quality image. Mm-hmm. Then you take it home and you're using your cable or your satellite, and It's just not there.
Yeah, it can look junk. But what they do have now is these wireless TVs. Because the other thing as well is obviously you're looking at it in the showroom and all the wires are hidden away. Then you bring it home and you realise you've got a set-top box, you've got a games console, you've got and maybe an Apple TV box to attach to it. And there's all these wires hanging out of it. So these wireless OLED TVs that LG were showing off basically put all those connections into a box. And instead of having that connected with a wire, which is what happens at the moment, that's completely wireless. Now, that in itself sounds great. When you see it working, you know, there's no lag with it. There was no kind of jitter, which is what I would be afraid of. And you can put it up to 30 feet away, so you can kind of tuck it away in the corner and you never have to see it. Then you just have your nice flat screen hanging on the wall.
How big
if your
was
wall
this
would
yoke?
Take it. Oh, this the one that we saw was 97 inches. Now, that is, I mean, look, I have a 65-inch TV that, to be honest, I feel is too big for my living room. 97 inches, I think, would probably put it in the realm of cinema screen on the wall. But, you know, these are showcase pieces, you know.
Now, there's an Irish company that you came across, Provizio. What did they demo?
They were demoing safety technology. So a few years ago, we had all this talk about self-driving cars. You know, a lot of that seems to have gone away just because, you know, the technology hasn't quite got to that point yet. But what Provizio has is it's a radar kind of detection system. It uses all this different technology that takes all the good bits, puts them all together and then makes them better. So one issue that I didn't realise until I was actually at CES and talking to these guys was that a lot of these systems that would be used for self-driving cars would have trouble detecting motorbikes because they're small and they're fast. Mm-hmm. So less so with cyclists. Yes, cyclists are small, but they're generally a lot slower moving. They also have trouble detecting things when you go into an underpass. So once the light kind of degrades, you know, it has trouble detecting that. Now, they brought me out on the strip. They showed me their technology working and it was picking, you could see it picking things up in real time. You know, kind of you could see it from a top down perspective where it was picking up all the cars passing by. Now, that's very important because obviously if you have a self-driving car at the top end of things, you're going to want them to pick up all the hazards possible.
Yeah, sure.
It even picked up the monorail overhead. And the other thing that it does is, you know, it works in bad weather. Now, believe it or not, we actually had rain in Vegas. Everybody just panicked, I think. Obviously, you know, I'm Irish. I'm 90% rain. So it didn't bother me. But apparently, though, the LiDAR and a few of the other advanced kind of radar technologies that they were showing off doesn't work very well
in the
rain, which is a major issue, obviously. And it's not just about self-driving cars. It's about safety. So, like, you know, we're unlikely to see self-driving cars next year, the year after, but we could have this kind of advanced safety technology that Provizio is showing off.
So are they selling into the motor manufacturers?
They're basically talking to the kind of the tier one and the motor manufacturers about this. They also have a version that they've put onto a scooter, like one of those scooters that you see people, the electric scooters that you see people on around town, basically to gather data, to gather safety data. So like this would be something that, you know, it could stop collisions, it could cut accidents. So we're not talking about purely about self-driving cars here. We're talking about the potential for increased safety. And eventually, obviously, that goes down to the cheaper end of the market. I mean, I drive an electric car. It's not a top of the range Tesla, but it has enough safety technology that sometimes I wonder, am I actually necessary behind the wheel? And it's just like it's a Kia, you know, like it's not exactly.
And you're being nudged back into your lane and all that sort of stuff.
I pulled into a garage once and it stopped me dead because it decided I was parking too close to the front of the shop. And I actually thought I'd hit something because it's just stopped completely dead. And it does the same then when I'm driving, you know, if it thinks you're getting too close, it'll slow you up. You know, stuff like this, you know, this would have started off in the top end. It gradually works its way down as, you know, as the technology becomes more ubiquitous. So, I mean, it's very exciting to see what's going to happen. Now, the one thing I didn't do was the Las Vegas loop, which is the Tesla's underground, because I just did not see the point in getting excited about that.
All right. Excited about much else, though, because it sounds like a fabulous show. Ciara O'Brien, Irish Times business and tech reporter. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.